Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, it's a big day for the Whittemore Peterson Institute. It's their grand opening. On the program today, Annette Whittemore, founder and president, and Andrea Whittemore, patient advocate. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Trey Abney, Marlene Lockhart, and Allison Galden. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The resort at Red Hawk. The Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cure. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Is your child happy in school? There is another way. Bluefield Prep is a values-driven college preparatory school for grades 3 through 12 that offers affordable instruction completely online and puts the power to direct your child's education back in your hands. Whether your child needs to be more challenged or your child needs more time than a traditional classroom allows, Bluefield Prep has a solution to fit. Call today to receive the free pamphlet, A Parent's Guide to Online Education. Join thousands of other families who are taking control of their child's education by discovering online education. Bluefield Prep offers a fully accredited academic program overseen by a team of qualified, caring instructors. Bluefield Prep even offers an early college option that can save thousands in college tuition. So call the number below today for your free pamphlet, A Parent's Guide to Online Education, with no obligation, or go online to bluefieldprep.com. Every child deserves to be happy in school, so don't wait. Call Bluefield Prep now. You'll be glad you did.
As the stewards of the land, it is our responsibility to grow our businesses while keeping a watchful eye on our environment. We do this at TRI with conscientious development decisions. For example, the TRI water and sewer companies are designing a new wetland program to polish the waste effluent to a superior water quality standard, while biofuel companies like Fulcrum Bio and Advanced Refining Concepts are producing clean and alternative energy from landfill waste and natural products. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Retailers, businesses where all of us shop. Good for you and good for Nevada. We're the Retail Association of Nevada, working to strengthen the business environment for Nevada retailers. And that's good for you. Retailers create nearly 500,000 jobs for Nevadans, generated over $2 billion just in sales tax revenues in 1 year, provided nearly $700 million to help our schools, and built a $20 billion positive impact on our state's economy. Retail works for Nevada and works for you.
This interview segment is sponsored by the Nevada Motor Transport Association. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are delighted to welcome back to the program Annette Whittemore, the founder and president of the Whittemore Peterson Institute, and her daughter, Andrea, both longtime guests on this program. And what an exciting time. Your facility is just about to open on the campus of the University of Nevada, the Whittemore Peterson Institute. How excited are you?
Well, first, I just want to thank you so much, Sam. You've been just wonderful to host us on this show and allow us to talk about some of these exciting events. So I can't tell you, it's almost unreal. It's been a long 5 years, but here it is. And so it feels like we just started yesterday. We're excited about the grand opening coming up and all of the attention that this is bringing to the whole world of chronic fatigue syndrome and those who are sick with neuroimmune diseases.
And literally, this is the world. I know whenever we've done programs in this, we have gotten people linking on the website from literally all over the world. You were essentially the reason that this all came to be, with your illness and suffering for so many years. Your mom just kind of took charge. What are your thoughts about what this institute can now do?
Sam, that's very kind of you. Thank you for having me on the show. Yes, this is affecting patients around the world, and this opening is just amazing. I can't believe it's actually happening. When I was driving up today, I saw the Whittemore Peterson Institute writing on the wall for the first time and brought tears to my eyes. This is a beacon of hope for so many people.
literally millions of people around.
Literally.
Who are suffering from one form or another of neuroimmune disease. There's going to be a clinic opening in the late fall. You're in the process, if I'm correct, of hiring a medical director. When do you think you'll be able to start offering services?
Well, that's a great question. Right now we are putting together a team of physicians, and we're very, very excited, moving as quickly as we can to get all of this together. And we just know that it's going to happen sometime this fall, and we're doing the best to make that happen as quickly as possible.
You got an amazing response, and rightly so, to the discovery of the retrovirus, XMRV. Where are we with this now? And because there was some debate between various medical institutions as to whether this was reality or not, but things seem to be coming around to where people are following the research that you did and actually coming up with the same results.
Absolutely. When the replication studies are done, and they're done exactly the way that we did, they're coming up positive. We're getting very strong feedback, positive feedback from the American Association of Blood Banks, and working very, very closely with them. They're excited to move forward so that they can make sure they're protecting the blood supply. And we are, and always have been, very confident of these results and are moving all of the science forward, including developing that next generation of diagnostic tests.
Well, and it's interesting you raise this point, because this is a very important issue, which is the people who are getting blood transplants for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. If the XMRV virus is in there, that's a way that they could actually get this disease.
Well, we think that the blood transfusion is a very serious issue.
And
actually, you know, we've worked with a company that thinks that they have the answer to this, and they've developed a technology that kills all of these organisms so that we don't have to wait and respond to each new organism and each new threat. So it'll be interesting to see if the FDA decides that it's important enough and it makes sense to use that kind of technology. We may not have to wait for the next unfortunate incident, or the finding of another new human retrovirus, before we're prepared. We could be prepared right now. So,
Andrea, your thoughts on the medical community and their response to the amazing findings from the Institute last year?
It's been overwhelming, at times shocking and surprising.
In what way?
For the patients. They're not surprised that it's something so serious, but they're shocked that it hasn't been found until now, that the CDC and NIAID has been focused on other aspects of this disease. And really, there's been an outpouring of support towards the Institute and towards this research. Rarely is there a person that says anything negative. I feel that it's mostly people that are invested in their own theories.
But personally, and I would like to add to that, personally, I know that it's impacted Andrea's life, and I think that's the question.
Yes.
I would like to hear her say.
Absolutely.
A little bit about,
I think I just got a co-host.
I didn't know how to lead into that without, I didn't
absolutely
want you to miss that.
The research that the WPI has done and this discovery has allowed me to seek new treatments, and I'm not going to go into specifics today, but I will say that I am becoming significantly better through finding new treatments and new options with doctors who understand infectious diseases.
Did you ever think that this would happen prior to this discovery? I mean, and even with the discovery, did you really believe it was possible?
I always had hope, and Ampligen gave me a glimpse into that. And I always had a lot of faith in the research aspect of this. I always wished there was a place for me to go when I was diagnosed at age 12. And for me to be sitting here talking about that it's my family and it's people that I love and supported me who found this incredible biomarker is really, it's just out of this world for me. It's still hard to explain. I have people write me on Facebook and emails, and I see myself in the newspaper, and it just feels kind of odd.
But it's happening.
Yes.
Let's take a break. More with the Whittemores when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Senior homeowners have been feeling anxious about money lately. The good news is that you can do something about it now with Home Equity Relief. Stop the worry and stay in your home. Find out how much money you can receive every month with a reverse mortgage.
I'm just one of 500,000 seniors that sleeps better at night.
It's true. A government-backed reverse mortgage stops the concern about money and keeps you self-reliant.
After Phil died, my Home Equity Release covered missing Social Security payments and kept me safely in our house. Maybe you should re-examine this government-insured program, too.
Be smart enough to look for yourself. Receive our new information kit when you qualify. Only Comfortable Retirement offers Home Equity Release, the new reverse mortgage program designed for active seniors.
Lock in the cash value of your biggest asset and maintain your independence.
After all your hard work, you're entitled to a comfortable retirement and never having a mortgage payment again.
Championship courses and life's distractions fading away.
Join the area's best locals program, the Talon Club at Red Hawk.
This interview segment is sponsored by the Nevada Motor Transport Association. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Annette Whittemore, the founder and president of the Whittemore-Peterson Institute, and her daughter, Andrea. It's just so exciting that you're going to have the grand opening here for the public on August 21st, and everybody's invited to attend. I wanted to talk about the unique relationship between the Institute and the University. Could you explain that a little further for us?
Well, one of the most exciting pieces of this is this whole connectivity to the University and being able to expand our research opportunities beyond our own institute and out into the university community. And with those relationships go both ways, so that we think we're bringing something to the university as well. We've already been able to write grants together. We look at it as a fabulous opportunity to bring new equipment and new expertise and then share that with the entire medical community, including medical students.
One of the things that's been very important was the help of the entire congressional delegation in helping to provide funding. Your thoughts on that?
I'm so thankful for Senator Reid and for all the people who were willing to help the Institute and get the funding for something so important that has been lacking federally. The CDC gets about $3 million a year to study this disease. That's just unbelievable to me when you're talking about 1 to 4 million people affected by chronic fatigue syndrome and 17 million people with neuroimmune disease.
And that's just in this country, correct?
Yes.
Worldwide, the numbers are far greater. And this research will help with all of that.
Well, and our federal delegation has really stepped up and taken that lead and provided some incredible grants for us and a form of equipment. We've also gotten over $1 million in a grant that we wrote a couple of years ago that was funded to look into this disease. So we feel that we've already improved that bottom line considerably and made good use of those funds.
And of course, I need to say something about Governor Gwynn. We're very saddened by the loss of him, and this wouldn't be possible without Governor Gwynn and Dima and all of our close friends who have worked so hard to make this an important part of the state of Nevada and funding.
I wanted to talk about one of the first things that you're going to be doing, which is a scientific symposium. Who's coming and what kind of things are going to be discussed?
Well, we've got scientists coming from all over the United States. Experts from the National Cancer Institute will be joining us. We have physicians as well. And so this is really our first symposium with truly translational medicine, where we want those researchers to come in, show their results that they've gotten from patient samples to these physicians, show them the markers we believe are important, and then have the physicians give us some feedback. What do they think best treatments are? And begin already, there's been a small pilot trial, and we've got data, biological data from those trials that we'll be discussing. And we're just going to keep moving forward in that manner manner, which is exactly the purpose of this institute.
By the way, this won't work for people on the radio, but for people watching on television, I want to point out that we are actually broadcasting from the Whittemore Peterson Institute. Let's talk about drug companies. Are you seeing more involvement from the drug companies to get involved with the results that you've gotten so far?
Yes, we have, but I feel that my mom could discuss that much better.
So in answer to that, absolutely. We've had a lot of excitement. We've already spoken to several companies, and as a matter of fact, we're going to have representatives from pharmaceutical companies and major laboratories and other businesses, diagnostic companies and so forth, who are coming to take a look at the science and want to talk to us a little bit more about where they fit into this entire picture. So it's wonderful to have that.
Well, one of the things that has made me follow this is that I have personal experience with neuroimmune disease within my own family. Mm-hmm. And for so many years, Andrea, people just thought it was all in people's heads. It wasn't a real thing. How rewarding is it for you that finding the truth came out?
That's an emotional question, just because there are so many people still in other countries that do not believe in this disease, and they've lost their family. They've called me and said that they've lost their family support and they've lost their friend support. So really, this, I can't tell you how big this is to go from this being an aspect of maybe this is psychological, maybe we need to exercise more, maybe we just need to talk about it. No, this has always been a very real physical illness. And there's been 4,000 papers published in the last 25 years on the physical aspects of this disease. So the people out there who have tried to say that it's psychological have ignored the science, and they cannot ignore this fact. XMRV.
Well, I think that it is so exciting, and to have traveled with you a ways on this road and to finally see going from an institute, but an institute now with a building that will do so much for the future. What are your final thoughts on this grand opening?
Well, I just want to encourage everybody, if you can't come on the 21st, to take a look. We'll hopefully be able to put up a DVD of the program that we're going to be having before that. Watch for the statements that come out of the symposium. And I just want to give everybody just a huge thank you out there for all of your support and prayers, and also to let you know that we're going to be sharing the answers with everyone as quickly as we can.
Bricks and mortar, the Whittemore Peterson Institute. Congratulations to both of you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Your husband, Harvey,
so
has been
you,
so
Sam.
Instrumental.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. We'll be right back on About a Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
All systems check. All right, Sam, let's go check out some D&D roof.
Hey, Ken. From up here, you can really tell the difference a quality D&D roof makes.
You're right, Sam. With our experience, knowledge, and staff, nothing compares to a D&D roof.
Hey, look down there. It's our D&D roofing crew.
I'll bank the plane. Let's get a closer look. Sam! You watch your company's bottom line, and I'll cover the top of it.
If you or a loved one was diagnosed with mesothelioma or any other asbestos-related cancer, call now. Mesothelioma is a rare cancer, one of many linked to asbestos exposure. Exposure to asbestos in mills, shipyards, or in the heating, construction, and automotive industries may have put you at risk. Secondhand exposure to people close to you may have also resulted in mesothelioma. Please don't wait.
Call 1-800-893-7993. That's 1-800-893-7993. I'm a non-attorney spokesperson for James Sokolov, Wellesley, Mass.
On the next Face to Face, join us for more of the issues that matter to you from people in the know, right here on Nevada's Information Network.
Hey, I know you. You like the finer things in life. Elegant, sophisticated, traditional. And when you get ready to make your home your way, RC Willie is loaded with furniture that you'd swear was made just for you. Classic pieces for your dining room, bedroom, living room, your whole house. Oh, and I love that it is all ready for immediate delivery, which I admit isn't very traditional, but I don't think you'll mind. RC Willie, your home, your way.
Click on MyNews4.com and get the best in today's news and events. Customize your homepage to get only the articles and video that you want to see. Browse the latest news, sports, and weather only on MyNews4.com.
This segment is brought to you by the Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cures. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great PowerPundit panel as always. Marlene Lockhart is here, principal with Capital Strategies. Trey Abney is director of government relations for the Lorena Sparks Chamber of Commerce. And Allison Galdon, president of Agile Campaigns. Pleasure to have all of you on the program. So an interesting article this weekend on Alzheimer's studies in the Review Journal. And basically what it said is that, you know, people shouldn't be retiring at 65. They should be looking at maybe 70 or even beyond, because the more active your brain is and the more involved it is, then, you know, the likelihood of Alzheimer's will be decreased. Your thoughts on that and how that plays into our whole basic state economy, if not national economy?
Well, I think we have, you know, the younger generation, plus we have baby boomers that should be retiring, or the plan was to retire, and now with studies like this, we should plan many more additional years. High unemployment, so you've got all these people in the workplace now trying to stay active, and I think there's other ways to do that other than jobs for seniors. I think there's all kinds of activities and volunteer work and different things, but the key of all of this is keeping your mind active and busy, and this is coupled with the new study that now they can take fluid from the spine and tell, they have those genetic markers, whether or not you're a candidate or could be a candidate for Alzheimer's. So it's all very exciting information.
Your thoughts on this? Because, I mean, it seems ridiculous at this point in time where people are living so much longer that retirement should be at 65.
Well, you're right. And they set those retirement ages back when Social Security was set up back in the 30s, when people didn't even live usually to 65, so they weren't worried about paying it out that long. But it makes complete sense. We've heard for years about how people should still be reading and working crossword puzzles and constantly working your mind, even if you can't physically get up and go to work. You know, my grandparents are in their 70s. My grandfather still runs a small business, a car lot. My grandmother does church activities and drives church ladies all around, across multiple states, going on trips, and so they stay very busy.
My dad, who was lived to be 89, was driving all the old people around at the senior center, and I would always say to him, how old are these old people?
Younger than him.
Apparently so. Your thoughts on this?
Well, some people would
By the way, and also because I have concerns about insurance companies and what happens if you can find genetic markers for potential diseases down the road.
Oh, yeah, the whole privacy about your health care. There's people who won't claim mental health issues because they're afraid that that's going to follow them from job to job or whatnot. A lot of people are going to have to work till they're 70, whether they want to or not, whether they want to retire, whether they're physically able to.
The governor mentioned that on the program.
Yeah. So, does it benefit your health for Alzheimer's? Well, maybe it does, maybe it doesn't. But we are going to run into this crunch of people staying longer, people wanting to be more active as seniors and working longer. I'm looking at work until I'm 70. But retirement used to be, you know, go have fun while you're still healthy. Now it's, well, you're going to be waiting for supplementing your income unless you've made it in your 40s.
I've already turned in my application to be a Walmart reader. An article this morning in the RJ, Nevada ranks 8th in Supreme Court election fundraising. The whole question, and now it's not being called the Modified Missouri Plan, but the idea is of not electing judges anymore. Your thoughts on this and where it's going? Because the public seems to be very much against it, in fact, maybe even in favor of an appellate court rather than doing this Modified Missouri Plan.
And, you know, this issue has been around for so long. To date, there has not been a successful effort to get the support of the citizens. They want to elect their judges, and that's what every poll shows. And even though the distasteful part of the fundraising money in the judicial races is not pretty, The fact remains, people want to have a voice. They do not trust the appointment process.
Well, I think that's it. I don't mean to cut off Trey, but this is the thing that irritates me, is I try to get people out to vote for a living, and by the time they get to the judiciary, they don't even know who's running. They don't have any information on them. They're calling me up, well, what do you know about the judge? So why do we want to elect them? Because you don't know anything about the candidates.
And that would be the good part. You know, it was SJR 2 that came out of the legislature, and you mentioned the appellate court. Both of those are going to be on the ballot this time, both merit selection and the creation of an appellate court. And, you know, you talk about people not knowing that's part of the beauty of the merit selection process, is we will have documents outlining why this person was selected, what their issues are, and then they have to go through an ethics process where they're rated, and the voters would get to see that, because they still get to vote on these guys for retention purposes only, and they have 55% of the vote in order to keep their job, you know, after the requisite amount of years. So I think it's the best of both worlds. You get more of a detailed selection process by people that can study these people, and you get the voter ultimate voter approval on the other end.
But if the governor is the one that's choosing, isn't it ultimately a political process?
Life is political. It really is. But I think what has to happen is the voter education of what's in place, mm-hmm. as Trey has outlined. Without that, you're going to get that knee-jerk reaction. They're not going to take away my ability to select my own judge.
So what you're thinking is a weekend camp prior to early voting where every citizen is forced to go in and listen to a list of all the judges' attributes.
That's a good start. That's
we can somehow get paid to run it.
That's what we got to leave it. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
For more than three decades, the Jefferson Award has honored outstanding individuals who have donated their time and service to make their communities a better place. News 4 and Wells Fargo are giving these unsung heroes the recognition they deserve. To nominate an outstanding Jefferson Award candidate, write us here at News 4 or visit our website at mynews4.com. Watch for the Jefferson Awards the second Wednesday of every month, News 4 HD, where news comes first.
My mom cries all the time. My mom sits in bed all day.
She doesn't answer the phone anymore.
My mommy won't even look at me.
My mom killed herself.
The people you love know you're suffering from depression, and it's killing them, too. Save yourself. Save them. Call West Hills.
Car accidents change lives every day. When you've been injured in a serious accident, you need experienced legal help to make sure the insurance company's offer is fair.
Some folks try to settle with insurance companies on their own.
That's why you need experienced, knowledgeable attorneys who will fight for you.
Bob and I used to work for the insurance companies.
We know their tricks.
Call Galloway & Jensen. Over 50 years experience. 333-7555. We fight for you.
In 1977, an 8-year-old boy picked up the game of golf from his father. The odds of that same boy then making it to the U.S. and European pro golf tours? 1 in 7 million. The odds of the Big Easy winning the U.S. Open twice? 1 in 1.2 billion. The odds of him having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 110. Ernie Els encourages you to learn the signs at autismspeaks.org.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. On the next broadcast, Dr. Milton Glick, he's the president of the University of Nevada. We'll see you then.